Scientists still don't know what's causing the frog deformities that first made headlines in 1995. That's when Minnesota school children discovered an outbreak in a farm pond in southern Minnesota. One of the major and most publicized theories is parasites. It's been shown in California that cysts formed by immature flatworms known as metasercaria can lodge in the limbs of developing frogs and disrupt their development. But many researchers believe the parasite theory still doesn't explain the wide range of frog deformities. This latest study supports that belief. Researchers at the National Wildlife Health Center in Madison, Wisconsin, took x-rays of more than 150 deformed frogs and made detailed descriptions of their bone abnormalities. Wildlife pathologist Carol Mattire headed the study. She classified hundreds of different deformities in the toes alone. She was struck by how precise and specific many of the problems were.
There were two frogs that were missing one bone in each toe of both feet. Now, that type of precision doesn't lend itself to a large metasercarial cyst or an immature worm messing up the limb field. That's a very precise type of malformation.
Frogs for the study were collected from three states where outbreaks of deformities have been severe: Minnesota, Vermont, and Maine. The researchers found certain types of deformities seem to be specific to certain sites. That evidence also suggests there is more than one cause for the deformities.
The sites that we looked at in Vermont had limbs that were truncated or limbs that stopped short of complete development. None of the frogs from Vermont had any multiple toes, had any multiple limbs, or any of the multiple malformations that were so prominent at some of the other sites. When we looked at Maine, they almost solely were multiple malformations.
Researchers also found very high rates of multiple deformities at two sites in Minnesota. Along with the parasites, the causes scientists have advanced to explain frog deformities also include waterborne contamination and higher than normal levels of ultraviolet light coming through the Earth's thinning ozone layer. Mattire says this latest study will provide a wide range of data useful for researchers investigating the various theories.
I think it leaves a lot to still be investigated, and I think one of the errors that we try to make to simplify our life and how we interpret our environment is try to say, okay, we've shown this to be a cause, so let's try to show it as the cause across the board. And I think what we need to do is still keep all of the hypotheses in the mix.
As scientists struggle to find a cause, the problem of frog deformities has gotten more acute. In the years since school children discovered malformed frogs in Minnesota, they've been documented in 44 states in a wide range of frog and toad species. Estimates of the deformity rates run as high as 60% in some local populations. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.